got your wish. You got Kyle Turris signing right in your show, so no more complaining for the next 6 months.
Well, it was a nice moment. I didn't remember what it was like to get an actual news event on my show, but it was enjoyable. I love the trade deadline, July 1, which is not today, but free agency. These special days where teams gather players, it's always a fun thing, and today was enjoyable.
What do you like about Kyle Turris that he'll bring to the owners that they need?
Well, he's right-handed, number one. He's a center. And he's got more skill. Obviously, he's going to replace Riley Sheahan as the third line center. And he's a more substantial offensive player. The Oilers gave up a lot of goals, and they didn't score much on that line, Sheahan, Archibald, and whomever was on the other side. I think that with this player, you're going to get more offense. I think he had about a 44% goal share last year. Sheahan had about 36%. So just from the point of view of that, and obviously going to be different teams, but I think he'll score more. I think they'll be closer to getting a 50% goal share at 5-on-5. Plus, he can help on the power play, and they didn't have a lot of right-handed options. I think I felt like they were going to get a penalty killer type, a Sheahan type. He's a different sort of player. That doesn't mean that the Oilers can't utilize him, though, and I think they may have three lines that are chipping in offensively more than they had last year.
Who would you envision as the fourth penalty killer, the member of the Beatles? You know, because it was Riley and Josh, and then Jujar and Nuge. So one's gone. Who would you guys put in there as the fourth?
I think
Kerr is going with Archibald for sure. Okay. I think that's going to be your first unit penalty killers, and then. After that, it's a question. Like, I don't know if you want Nugent Hopkins necessarily as your, Nugent Draisaitl kind of switched off back and forth. Kyler Yamamoto was penalty killing, but I think guys are going to use or Turris at some point. I think Jesse Puljujarvi is a guy. You heard him in his Zoom because he's not going to get power play time. Like, you can't have all your top six guys like Yamamoto, Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, and also on your power play in what could be a very condensed schedule. I think you got to come from your bottom six, no?
Well, I think here's what I think. They've got a coach who has been able to build a pretty good penalty kill based on last year. The coaching staff did a really good job. I like a player who they didn't use a lot, who anticipates and is moves around a lot, is Gaetan Haas. I don't know if he's going to be part of the regular 12, but he might be an option. I agree on Kara and Archibald. And it really depends. They've got some other options there. Nygaard, there are rumors that the Oilers are going to move a right winger for a left wing. Maybe their left winger they bring in has that ability. That will be something for training camp, though, I think. Based on what I saw a year ago when the Oilers used a lot of the same personnel and their penalty kill improved a lot, I think structure and how they kill penalties is maybe more important than personnel.
Yeah, there could be some to truth. I guess, what I don't want to see is I don't want to see that penalty killing you and take a step back. You know, you want to, just try to hold where you were. And I recognize that was a pretty decent hold where they're at. But if it softens too much, now it makes that 5-on-5 play that much more important, right? The power play we expect to be the same. So it's difficult area. So, today sitting here, I don't see a clear-cut fourth person. You know, there's no way they're going to run out Leon and Nuge together. It's not going to happen. So, can JP do it? He has to learn to do something. He's got to take some extra minutes somewhere. Kyle Turris, he's a smart player. Him and Nuge are two smart players. They could probably get it done. So it'll be interesting. Low Tide, I was reading your blog the other day, and I could see that, or your Athletic article, and your favorite band from the 70s was a guy you want to bring as a backup, Aaron Dell. What do you like about Aaron Dell so much?
I like Aaron Dell because he's not expensive. He's got, I think, three of the last 4 years, he was, not even NHL average, but he didn't hurt you. And for me, the goaltending tandem that they had a year ago was they spent more money than they got just on save percentage and all of those sorts of things. I would prefer that they've got Dell now, or they've got Koskinen now. If they were to add Dell, it would probably come in, 6.5, maybe towards 7. I unless you're going to get unless you're going to get a goalie who really makes a difference, and they went after one today who ended up in Calgary, then I would just wait, because one of these goaltenders is going to come in and you know, really want to play. And there's not that many, even now, there's not that many starting jobs. And I think you're going to get a really good goaltender for a bargain here later on in free agency, or to make a trade, and that might benefit you as well.
Yeah, the one guy, man, if they could somehow get Corey Crawford here, that would be an unbelievable tandem.
For and you might be able to get him at a really reasonable amount just based on what's happening. I did want to mention that although he didn't penalty kill last year, Cassian penalty killed a lot the 2 years previous to that.
Yeah, Cassian's in no fly zone for me in the power play.
No, he said penalty kill.
Oh, penalty kill, sorry. No, not even. It's not even up for debate. He has less blocks than some of the top players in the league. It's not even in the vocabulary.
So you're saying, so his willingness to get in the shooting lanes?
Not even. I don't even look at him.
Oh, that one play last year in the playoffs.
No. If you look at his block numbers, I think they're in line with what Connor McDavid has. And if you're going to be not blocking any shots from the point, or changing people's shots, low tide, I don't even think about it, because I think it was 2 years ago he was on the penalty kill, and how did the penalty kill do that year?
It's was not good.
So it's not even a, I don't even invite him into the room.
I think one thing people all you have to do is look at penalty kills year after year. Power plays, the best ones historically have stayed near the top. Penalty kills can really fluctuate from year to year, and it's even if you have the same personnel. So I think expecting the owner's penalty kill to be as good as it was last year is just setting yourself up for failure. It's going to come down. Now, you don't want it to completely crater and go back to being 75 or 79% or anything like that, but there's going to be some sort of rollback a little bit. You know, we'll see. Can the guys get on the same page quickly? And that's why I think Karen Archibald, they're going to be hugely important early.
Sure.
They're going to start every penalty kill, I would guess, most likely, you know, unless they're the guys taking the penalty or being out for an extended shift. And then they'll kind of have to piece it together. A lot of it where their penalty kill might struggle, guys, early is if they have a really condensed preseason and, you know, their new penalty killers, at least up front, don't have time maybe to get acclimatized to it.
I just go back to the coaching staff. I think that they had a lot of the same guys that they had the previous year, and they did a great job. So until this coaching staff, you know, really struggles, then I think it's less personnel and more about the guys who and I don't know how they do it. I don't know where their structure is, whether they change it or what exactly they're doing, whether they pressure moving up the ice, but they do a hell of a job. They really do.
Talking with Alan Mitchell from the Lowdown with Low Tide, and he wants Arendelle to be the backup goalie, and he will push for that all weekend for the Edmonton Oilers. Low Tide, you know, Tyson Barrie is the name that's been floating around. In which way does he prop up this Oiler defenseman if they were able to get him?
Well, I think they probably are looking for help on the power play. The way I look at the right side of the defense, I think, you know, if Larson's here, he'd be in the top four. You know, Bear played well in the top four. In fact, they were the top pairing, he and Nurse, for much of the year when everybody was hurt. And then I think Barrie, you know, if he were to come in, he could probably play some of that. But he would be mostly a power play guy, and maybe I don't know where they'd slot him, but he'd play significant minutes at 5-on-5. But as a puck mover and a power play guy, I think that's what he is. He's not a great defender, but he can move the puck well.
Yeah, what would you see him slotting in? Like, would you put him in? So I'm going to assume that Nurse and Bear together? And then you, who do you have? You have, is it Jones and Barrie on your second pairing?
Well, I would prefer not to have, like, Jones is really young, right? Like, ideally you'd have, you know, more of a veteran for him, for Jones on the left side. I like Jones a lot, but I think if you're gonna play him 82 games, if you could get him somebody with some defensive acumen and some experience, that would be best.
Who knows? Maybe Jones will be the Ethan Bear of 2019-20.
Maybe. They need it, but I also think they're going to make some moves, I think.
I'm with you, Al. I don't think Ken Holland's done. Like, you know, to get Turris and Ennis and Puljujärvi, three forward sign for a total of 3.8 mil, that's pretty good. So he's still got some flexibility to make some other moves, especially with the potential of Oscar Klefbom. I wrote about it with the arthritis in his shoulder. And, you know, don't expect him to start the season and there's a good chance he might not play all year. And if they can ever, the problem is they don't know. He doesn't even know at this point. You can't make that, but it is something that you probably have to try to balance out. And that's up to Bill Scott, their capologist, to have all the different options available when it comes to that. LT, have yourself a good weekend. I do want to ask you one other quick question, Al. Now that your team is no longer in the goose egg hunt, when you look at teams like the Falcons and the Texans and the Jets and, the Giants, which one is the last team to get a one under the win category?
I haven't looked at it, but could you check again? I'm sure the Giants have won a couple of games, haven't they?
No, Al. Surprisingly, they haven't.
Well, we're just trying to score. We just want to score some touchdowns.
Is Danny Dimes hurt? I don't. This sounds.
Well, he's actually. We'd like to call him Danny Deuce
on
this
show.
Danny Deuce and Strudmark. It's quite the team.
I don't think you can say that on a radio voice.
Danny Dimes. We've put together under 50 points in four games.
Listen,
I think the three of us could get over 50.
The former members of the Giants who have passed away are rolling over in their graves watching that team. The only thing that's saving the Giants is the Jets. I mean, oh, my God. So, look, that division should be moved to the CFL East. And honestly, that's... I mean, I'm an Eagles fan, and I'm like, they're going to lose this weekend, and thank God Dallas will move ahead of them because, you know, Dallas could win this with seven wins, that division. I'm not even kidding you.
Hey, buddy, slow down a bit. You're throwing around these wins for Dallas. Dallas has got a tough opponent this weekend.
I don't remember who they're playing.
They're playing the Giants.
Jeez.
Why are you guys laughing? It's Positive Friday. You know what? You guys will eat your words Tuesday. I'll expect full-blown apologies from both of you.
I'll take that bet. I'll give you 7 points.
I didn't say we're betting.
Maybe if the Giants can score 10, that'll be the upset. But I think
I'll say this. The Oilers re-signing Taylor Hall is more likely than the Giants this weekend, and there's zero chance the Oilers sign Hall.
Boys, it isn't over yet. I mean, I'm just saying, he's still out there. He's still a free agent.
No, that's true. He is.
May I ask you guys a question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Okay, there's on the right wing right now, there's Yamamoto, Cassian, Archibald, Chaisson, and Jesse Puljujärvi, who is, I heard he was going to be renting Strutty's basement, but maybe that's wrong. there's too many guys there. If you're going to trade a right wing for, say, a left wing, maybe you need a little more help there. Which right wing would you trade? I'll ask Strutty and then Jason Gregor.
I'm going to go with Cassian to create a little bit of room and his inconsistency.
And you didn't block that shot you're mad about.
Well, that just still fires me up. I've seen it. The only other time I've seen it so blatant was when Marty Marincin, about 5 years ago, was pretending to block a shot by Sidney Crosby, who doesn't have a hard shot. It's quick, but it's not hard. And he made it look so good that he was trying to get it. And that drives me crazy. You can't fake it. Either you're in the lane or you're not. And both those guys weren't. Now, Zach does a lot of good things, but you got to find a consistent player on that spot.
Yeah, I would do Chaisson because I think he's more plausible to be dealt. He has 1 year deal compared to four.
Yeah.
And Cassian skates well. And on a team that still isn't that hard to play against, Cassian, when he's playing well, was one of the one forwards that can really go and be physical. And he's got some skill, back-to-back 15-goal season. So I get his contract's not ideal, but I'm not ready to write him off just yet because, he didn't have a great the four games. I'm trying to not weigh those too heavily because I think for the other parts of the regular season, Cassian did what you wanted him to do.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't get rid of him. So it'd probably be and I like Chaisson, but if I got to trade one, then it would be him.
Gregor's got the right answer. Happy turkey weekend, boys.
Okay, have a good one, Al.